Welcome back to the podcast. For the next few minutes, I'm going to be discussing the use of technology to leverage learning styles. To build each learner's style, technology is the obvious answer. The Cognition and Technology Group at Vanderbilt states, several groups have reviewed the literature on technology and learning and concluded that it has great potential to enhance the student achievement and teacher learning, but only if it is used appropriately. What they mean is, technology will be creating drastic change in the coming decades for different learning styles. But with every change, there are pros and cons. In Earth Ed, a book about rethinking education on a changing planet, the World Watch Institute discusses one of the most evident overreaches of technology present today, advertising, stating the minimal ad regulation on children's television do not apply to programming that kids consume on the internet or mobile devices. While advertising on television towards children is regulated, many internet services reap the benefits of a highly unregulated environment. Popular sites such as YouTube, which teachers use to provide content, apply their ad-based business models to people of all ages without considering the effects of their advertisements on their users, particularly children. Furthermore, advertisements are a detriment to nearly every learning style, since they are designed to attract the attention of both the masses or specifically targeted for a certain audience. One never knows what it will show until it is being shown. By then, their attention has been diverted. Technology is paving the way in many areas of life, and it's not leaving education behind. From wooden pencils to Apple pencils, and from spiral notebooks to notebook apps, the way we stay on top of our education is getting far easier with all the technological advancements that we have and are before us. Children are reaping all the benefits from this. They are at the forefront of these advancements, using these new instruments to learn faster, easier, and simpler than ever. Websites like Khan Academy and LinkedIn Learning can help the visual learners grasp information quickly and effortlessly, while softwares such as AutoCAD and Inventor can help the low-budget tactile learners make and design real things by starting on a computer. Furthermore, the development of portable computers such as iPads make learning on the go far more feasible for kinesthetic learners. In short, now more than ever, most students have what they need to learn at their fingertips, as long as they have a device connected to the internet. As referenced in Earth Ed, the goal is to enable students to be self-directed, independent learners that are capable of managing their own learning. Technological advancements in education is what creating this opportunity to reach this goal. As the learning styles of students become more integrated into technologies, students will have an easier time learning more challenging subjects, also learning faster and more efficiently. It's only a matter of time before we have instant learning devices to help us solve problems faster than ever. Or maybe we already do. Thank you for tuning in to my podcast on how children learn. I hope you learned something, and I hope you enjoyed it half as much as I enjoyed making it. Have a great day.